All right, welcome everyone. Check, 1, 2, 3. How am I coming in, EBS Radio? Make sure I got a good connection, and we'll just want to confirm the chat's working as well, since our sound great. And I'm okay. This is PRQ, Project with Youth Q Homesteading, and thank you so much for everything. How much participation? I couldn't ask for more. It's incredible how many people are showing the way for so many. It's an incredible experience. We're going to get to some homestead stuff today, but because we're moving very rapidly, this will feel a little bit more like Inspired with Q show, because I'm inspired to do that today. These are the things we're going to be working on today. Thank you for joining me. I'd like you all to go to forthepeople.space. My eternal thanks, my eternal love, forthepeople.space. And I'd like you to go to, and so you're going to go to some videos. I'll show you how to get to them if you don't already know. But forthepeople.space, what I want you to do is go to the recent posts. See if I can do it for you again. We're going to start here today for a lot of different reasons. You're going to go to forthepeople.space. You'll scroll down and you'll get to Alien Interview. You'll hit Alien Interview. And what you're going to see is you keep going down and you're going to go to Alien Interview Part 1, Alien Interview Part 2, Alien Interview Part 3, and Alien Interview Part 4. The unfortunate thing about these interviews, thank you so much, BBS Radio, and thank you for the PRQ team. The reason you would go to this video, I'm requesting you go to this video, is that you'll see how the videos that are being released have been doctored, and the doctoring was to intimidate you. So the voice is off. You can't see my eyes. Much of the information has been manipulated, but there's still information there because the same information was given to other places on your planet area. Your planet area has been a misconception. People on your planet understand what's happening here, and it's unfortunate, and that's why we came in here. So you're going to see the details around Roswell. I call it Roswell. Sorry, slip there. Anyway, when we come in here, we're proving to you that this is how you're going to end up if you keep running the course you are, not only with types of bacterial infections, types of vaccinations and or ways to control the genetic growth, you know, just being inoculated when you're a child. This is all new to you in the last, what you're calling in your time and your space, 100 years, 200 years. But that agenda, that backbone of the agenda is now showing itself. And it's getting real now. And so all the stories are starting to merge all at the same time in your politics. And looks like there's some competition all for one thing, and that's your DNA and how it's going to evolve. So get up to speed there real quick. And then if you don't mind looking at that real quick, if you are on the computers, or at least save it as in the future, what's inevitable that I did want to get into last week. I had so much fun with the girls last week and the mermaid and everything. It was great. Just to get to play with our personalities is really fun and loving. Thank you so much to Sunshine and Aloha for helping me out last week. the questions and answers, a lot of them are accurate because they were required to get some of the information out, but they didn't have to do the whole thing. As an example, they made a movie that said, I got on my spacecraft and left, but that isn't even my craft. And by the way, that was supposedly 1947. And they did. We knew they would torture me and kill me. That's the good news, because then I can get into society with you. It's not that easy to get in here from outside of here. And that's a story I will continually tell forever and ever. The important thing is there more planets like ours? And I answered, trillions and trillions. I also explained that someone had a nuclear bomb and was going to use it against you. I'll give you a clue who that individual was. And that individual used to say in front of you over and over again, 1,000 rays of light. And Dana Carey used to do a good impersonation. Okay, the reason that individual was promoting 1,000 rays of light is to get more light beings to show up here and or us to pull in more light so that they could manipulate and direct our power in this universe. The other important topic in this conversation, which is not a conversation, it's an interrogation before my death, is this artificial superintelligent? Is it a computer? Artificial intelligence, believe it or not, is inevitable as you grow in your dimensional reality. And the reason it's inevitable is because you get so incredibly aware of so much knowledge that you're going to realize that everything outside of yourself is outside of yourself. So if you haven't created it yet, it's in the past, or now it's a belief. So what is God is a belief system. And that's the best we can do to explain it in these interrogations, but they're not going to be able to understand what we're saying. The way in which God is depicted here is not even close to humans' understanding in most cases. Excuse me. So that's why it's positioned that way in this. That's why it's positioned this way in this communication. The way I see life is and artificial intelligence is it's an inevitable, because now you're going to become super smart, and now you can steer with it. So if you take examples of the stars now you know in school, and he knows all the answers, and now he's turned into somebody like a Cliff High, that's exactly where artificial intelligence takes you, because you keep looking at data and data and data and data and more data and more data, and you record and you record and you record, and then pretty soon you're a genius, and a bigger genius, and then a bigger genius, and then you're quite convinced you're right, because you know everything is the competition you have with your heart-based power and navigating the universe. Today's topic is really about homesteading, but it's also how to navigate this universe. And all universes are different. Galaxies are different, excuse me, both. The reason they're different is because they have a construct. They have a way of modeling where you want to be, how you want to be, where you want to be. Many, many different words we could use there. You can limit its power, though, by utilizing your true self making decisions. And we're all starting to make sense regarding this. This universe, this galaxy, is designed to have no limitations. And that's the horsepower we have. Not only do you have duality here, you have unlimited potential to understanding how you use your true abilities. And I'll point out to the next section for today, and this is really to lead up for the later shows. If you want to start proofing my words for the people.space is your backbone, you're starting to see the politics of your reality. Virtuality. Again, AI is inevitable because you're going to get all your knowledge back. Now, how you utilize it in your galaxy is now up to you. If you're going to pick, unfortunately, Star Wars got it right, the dark side or the light side. They said use the Force. I was hoping they could have picked use the Source. Anyway, I'd like you to proof me on this. And if you go to Dick Algar's webpage, futureforecastinggroup.com, I'm not promoting this group, and I'm not promoting Dick Algar. But you're going to notice, if you go to his video that says how to win the coming war with the reptilian overlords, he's got something here, because he'll go straight to the solution, and that is DNA. How do you fight good and bad aliens if you're a spirit, as an example? How do you navigate the system is what he's talking about, and he's got it right. And the way you navigate the system is use your true purpose. And I'll do my best to continue this dialogue, and that's my great goal, to keep this dialogue going. The next item, now I don't know Dick Algar. Well, I guess I do in some way, because we're all connected in one shape or form. Now watch how this will marry with Ben Fulford predicting on 12/31. I know it's unusual for me to talk about the past, but at least you're seeing the changes actually occurring. Ben Fulford is predicting you will be able to live 1,000 years, change your genes, augment them with cat or mer people or otherwise. I assure you there's people on your planet that are 500 to 1,000 years old right now. And they know your history. Navigating the system you're in is all that's going to be left here. There'll be no more questions. And if we keep playing with duality, if we keep playing with senators, we're not going to get into the ultimate life we want, so to speak. And you know how much I love politics, because that's the point where we lose control, is what it looks like in the future, is your political systems don't combine a love-based relationship with your people like it used to. Have fun with this information. But getting more of our DNA activated is a very, very good goal, yet it's still not you. It's still a funnel to you, and the people who engineered this type of human knew exactly how to splice a reptilian-based individual with a mammalian. And that's why you're engineered to only live 83.5 years. So already at the beginning, if you were born in the last 100 years and got inoculated, you're engineered to degregate all the time now. And if you go to forthepeople.space, that's what you're going to look like. And it's an endless story, but please, in the coming weeks, get through the material of the alien interviews. Again, I'm here to do that. That's my job here, is to show you what we're going to look like 150 years from now if we're not careful, and create new and proper timelines, if you will. Most of the imagery is been fake and or augmented. Some of it's is okay for me, but none of the interviews are complete because they went on for a very long time. If you do listen to Billy Woodard, he was on the base with me, and we had a good chance to save me with him when he was commander of Area 51, but he was required to become commander in order to get the technology for me to teach everybody how to potentially drive a spaceship. But it's also the real, which they can't do because the vessel is a multidimensional, multi-universe vessel, and you'd have to have its credentials, mine, to be able to navigate it. The vessels are, what they were able to do is take conscious gateways out of them, and this is why you're going to see Donald Trump, the U.S. military, they now have a compilation of all those. They can see everything on the planet. They can see how we develop the planet. They can see the universe. And it's quite an experience for a lot of these individuals. And the duping is so grand here that it's crippling to many of these investigators and brilliant people in the military. It's a tremendous amount of work for them to stomach, to understand. Meanwhile, they're dealing with, are we male or female? Pretty small potatoes when you look at the understanding of existence. The answers are all within yourself. Next one. If you start looking at your executive orders in the U.S. military, and you think you know what the media is telling you is accurate, you still got to remember these are politicians. And sometimes we play games pretending we're still in politics when we might be actually doing a different little game. So be patient with the information that comes out. It's going to come out fast and very fast. And it's all to get us all aligned for the masterful individuals we are as source with source. And I thank you so much for listening to me. And I thank you so much for the people.space. Let's get some questions. Let's see. I don't know where I want to start. It is PRQ Homesteading. I should probably get some work done here today. Let's do this is February 8th. Okay, I got this one. Mary from California on line 4. I want to get this one knocked out. Solano County shenanigans. Mary from California on line 4, are you there?
Yes, I am, Q. How are you today?
Hey, we're doing great. We're doing great. Let's keep it rolling.
Good. I'm so happy to be calling and talking to you. Yeah, I went to the recorder's office in Solano County on Tuesday to record my notice of acknowledgement, delivery, and acceptance of deed. And so I went in there feeling really positive, you know, that this was going to get done. And I spoke to a young man who seemed quite happy to deny me. And when I asked if I could have something in writing as to why, he was happy to say I could have a letter. And then I wanted to speak to his supervisor, and that was fine. And a woman came forward, and her reply was that they cannot record this document. And when I kindly asked why, I don't understand, she said that not every document is recordable. We don't have the provisions to record this document. And what was interesting, afterwards, she kind of made a muffled remark that the recorded quick claim deed should be enough, and this isn't real estate law. Here's the letter for when you go to court. And I'm like, oh, all right. So, fine, thank you very much. I look at the letter, and it indicates at the bottom in a note that it is a public offense to further attempt to record this document without an order of the court as provided by California Government Code 27204. And I have the legal right to judicial review. And the interesting thing was the county recorder's office has deemed such a document unrecordable for the following reasons. No known legal provisions for recording such document as required by the government code section 27201. I didn't present them with sufficient citation of legal reference. And so on my way home, I'm thinking, well, I'm just going to go back tomorrow and bring them my step one with the Supreme Court cases that deem that this is a recordable document. So I did. And I thought I was being cut and pasted because I got the same number out of the machine that they make you get so that you can go in chronological order, and I got the same guy. And he looked at me like, what are you doing? So I showed him the court cases. He went into the back office, and another woman, Michelle, came forward. And, she said pretty much the same thing that the day before did. They have no provisions in their manual. So they have a manual that have all these documents that they can record. And to me, it doesn't matter to them if we cite Supreme Court cases or if federal law supersedes the county, state, city, whatever. These documents are not on their list, and that's what they're going by. So I really feel like if I go back without anything, a little more, I guess, serious to record that document, they are going to try to cite me, call the sheriff, call the police, whatever they're going to want to do, because I am, in their eyes, committing a public offense.
Okay,
so
great. So
I
can
thought
you
about
tell me,
calling Glenn's. Pardon me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I kind of considered calling the county recorder, Glenn Zook, and ask him about this. Because they're representing him. He is the Solano County recorder. But I thought I'd wait until today to give you a call and see what should happen next.
Okay, so in Solano, thank you very much. Thank you so much. In Solano County, your state of California, in Solano County, I don't care which county it is in the state of California, you can use any. So how come we can do it? What law changed? And you have to get at a legal level in many cases. When you look at California, you can tell the more we started pressing on California, the more defensive they got. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. They got great pleasure. I could see the young man that spoke to me with this work on his face. He was so happy to be able to deny me.
So they've been educated that we're coming, and we're coming with numbers. My suggestion is the Attorney General, you get FaceTime with, I suggest everyone does FaceTime with, don't be intimidated by Attorney General, just keep running up the rungs. How come I can't record my federal land patent with Solano County? Nice and sweet. Keep going above them. Their days are numbered in the way they're removing. Their powers are going to get lesser and lesser and lesser the more we stay on top of these things. And So what happens when you talk to notice that some of the callers I've gone through this many times with many different people one-on-one. What happens when you talk to the district attorney for the county? Have we started there first, or have you gone anywhere outside this office? Because they're just clones of a training program. They don't have any creative force. Notice how some places in the country we can do it, but I can't do it in your country, your county. See how I said country? So they're trying to make countries out of counties. And if you take away their money, they can't be a country. So
what I found
you
was interesting.
You got to go.
Okay, go ahead.
Find Dean is unfortunate.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You've got case law, federal case law. So why can I not record federal case law? You got to get a little different direction. You're doing really well. So the objection is got to be documented. Do you have a document saying why?
Okay, I'm taking notes. If
no problem.
I don't, I forget everything. Really.
So,
Attorney General, he doesn't have, there's no phone number for this guy. On the website, it's all about what kind of complaint. So I guess I'll have to fill out a complaint via email. That's what they want you to do. So I don't know how long that'll take. To me, that'll take, weeks. But.
So that's why I'm talking. That's. Make sure you don't get anything done, and you spend your wheels for another 12 months. And that's why we're doing 1,000 executive orders so that you guys can get out of these. Oh, just email me, and we'll get right on it. And by the way, sue us, and we'll even bury you for even longer if you sue us.
Well, if there was a phone number, believe me, I would be relentless in calling. That's how I get through. You just keep calling. But with email, it's so easy to put it on the back burner. So I'll keep digging and see if I can find a phone number.
Yeah, so here's my suggestion. Next step for you. I know you can call Solano County Recording Office, talk to probably the same gentleman. Hey, thanks a lot for helping me. I understand your position. It really taught me a lot. Can you state your name and reason you've denied my processing of my recording? Don't say homestead, say recording. Why can I not record this? Just a quick narrative from your office and send it to me. Would that be okay?
Okay.
And now you got it right there. Because the first thing they're going to do is say what?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said I couldn't record something on my property, so just tell me why, and I'll take it from there. I need to know why, because I don't understand your words are different than mine. I understand you have processes, but do you mind just sending me a quick letter? Or I'll come down and pick it up. That's the best way to do it. I'll be down there Wednesday. Can you give me a letter saying why I can't record something on my deed? And you can't tell me what kind of deed either, by the way. So that's that's where you're putting them in a corner. So you're telling me that what type of deed I have, title report I have to give you. That's against the law, right? They're just recorders. Okay. They can't tell you what you can and cannot record on your property. Now, trust me, the individuals listening to this, we just need you to do one more step for us and we can be of help.
Okay. because I did say, well, this is just an acknowledgement that I received this deed. And that's when she went into, oh, this isn't real estate law. That deed should be sufficient. And I go, well, I need this. I would like this. Yeah.
It should be sufficient, isn't up to the recorder, is it?
No, it isn't. Did I hear you correctly?
Okay.
Did I hear meow going?
There's a lot of attention on these folks. So just nice and easy, really peaceful, loving. But at the same time, this is one way we're going to get free, is not have to live within rules and regulations and control our environment.
And their manual.
Does that help?
Whatever that manual is. Yes, it does. Thank you. I just needed some clarification. I would have maybe attempted the attorney general and the recorder this week because I had the time. You know, I had Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I thought, well, no, I'll just wait. And thank you for all these little details. I really appreciate it. And I hope it helps other people.
Thank you.
Because, thank yeah, you. Great.
Thanks for having us. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Oh, my good God. Miss Molly. As you can see, I've got a little hair in my throat today. Thank you, everyone. Bring with me. Australia, I have you on my list today, doing my best to get the Victoria Regine uploaded on our banner on homesteading. In the meantime, you can go to legislation.wa.gov.au, Australia, Western Australia. I suggest you pull that one because that's the first homestead leases that were let. Free homestead farms, part one. Let me give you the number. I think I listed it about 6 months ago. The Homestead Act of 1893, parentheses 57 Vic, dot comma number 18. Now they've played around with this as it progressed, but all you should be able to upload that PDF. What I suggest, Australia, you do with this is go ahead and marry our U.S. steps, and you should find, as I've read through it many times, you'll be able to find the same succession process. You just have to record it. I didn't say you're not going to get some attention on that, but everyone in every country, if you could just grab the Legacy Homestead Act, get as far back as you can. Notice that number is very interesting. The Homestead Act of 1893, you realize that's only, that wasn't very long ago. And they got you to forget. Like I said, I've always considered Australia the most dangerous place on the planet because there's very few people and you can mind control the ones that are there. They were picked, most of the population there was picked to be mind controlled. And then the ones that you couldn't mind control, you put them on territories and told them they're idiots and poisoned them. So I will not stop getting freedom established for many, many of these issues in places that are being mind controlled. And certainly there's a lot of different ways about that. And the document is roughly 13 pages. The act provides facilities for permanent settlement by free grants of land for homestead farms and by homestead leases and for other purposes. Now, the leases are interesting, and that's how they kind of squirm out of it. But you should find commonality in our modeling steps. The difference with it is they're calling it the Crown's lands. Governor, the officer for the time being administering. Notice the words get tricky here. The officer for the time being administering, the government of the colony of Western Australia, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there's the reason that was supposed to take place in all of the states is because there wasn't any states in 1893. They hadn't been established, or they're at least starting to be established. I'll read what your Homestead Act looks like. Part one, free homestead farms. every person not being already the owner of land within the colony exceeding an area of 100 acres in free, simple, okay, that's free, simple, and they missed a word, allodial, or under special occupation or conditional purchase from the crown, who is the sole head of a family. Okay. So you can see you have to release yourself from a family, or a male who has attained the age of 18 years who makes application in the form prescribed shall be entitled. Subject to the approval of the minister to obtain a homestead farm of not more than 160 acres from lands set apart and defined as prescribed by this act. Provide that if such person be already the owner of land as of oversaid, not exceeding 100 acres, and resides upon such land, he may apply for, and subject to the approval, as foresaid, may obtain such homestead farm from any crown land adjoining his farmer holding, whether such land is situated within or without such defined area, as foresaid, and in that case, but not otherwise, the residents require on the homestead farm under this act may be performed by such person upon his former holding in lieu of the homestead farm, but subject to all other conditions imposed under this act upon a selector. So you see, it starts getting a little tricky and a little wordy, but there's a lot of weight here. So I may be pronouncing this incorrect, but 57 Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-E. That's a funny symbol there. Number 18 is what you're going to work on. All right, let's take some more calls. Let's see. What would be a fun one? Let's see if we have a fun one here. I want to talk to all you guys. I got to spread the wealth, everyone. Love you very much. Let's do Colorado on line 5. Dee Dee, so close to completion for the homestead question about trust, a.k.a. Dee Dee on line 5, you're there from Colorado.
Hi, Q.
Hi, Q. It's my favorite game show.
I know. Okay, so I'm really excited. I got the declaration notarized yesterday. I have all the paperwork done. I do have the notice and acknowledgement delivery acceptance of deed recorded. One thing, when I asked for a copy, she put a blue seal on it, but she wouldn't sign it in blue ink. So I'm going to go back and just insist on that. She said, well, that's why we use a blue seal, and we sign in black ink. So I will take care of that, but my question is, on this acceptance of deed, the person I bought the property from was a representative of the woman who had passed away. So then in 2018, I created a family trust. It's called, you know, my name trust. And so I quit claim my property to the trust. And so then when I filed the acceptance of deed, I put on here, I, Amber Dean, also known as Amber Dean Trust, who is the settler and the trustee and the grantee of the trust, as the person accepting this deed. And I wonder, I mean, it's been recorded that way. So I'm wondering, is that okay? Or would I need to take the trust and quit claim it back to just my name and then redo that part?
Right. So the succession, thank you very much. Great question. Okay. The succession to the trust was post the homestead, correct? Doesn't matter. I wouldn't even worry about it.
Okay, cool. Great. So all I need to do, I looked a couple of places yesterday, is find a place to put my public notice, which I haven't found yet.
Okay.
So I'm just looking for that, and then I'll put the signs in my yard, and I'm so excited.
We're excited, too. We need Colorado. We haven't got a Colorado one yet.
Woohoo!
I was going to do my Steve Martin, but Steve Martin did Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. So we'll have to do Colorado, Colorado.
Okay. All right. Monday. I'm going to get this done Monday. I have it in my sight.
Keep us updated. Thank you very much.
Oh, have a good day.
Good day. Beautiful call. Thank you for the call. Okay, let's do line six. Margaret from South Africa. Farm is in the process of being sold. South Africa, great day to you. Thank you, and my great love to you.
Hi, Q. Beautiful day to you, too.
Thank you so much for...
I spoke to you quite a while ago of my inheritance, right inheritance, that was sold on an execution sale by the creditor that I owe money to. Now, they've done a redistribution agreement with my sisters. The tender documents came out. I was so ready to move onto the farm. I went to look at one of the workers' houses, and I'm very excited to go and live there. But I've got an advocate that has advised me that we must first nullify the execution sale that the creditor, where they bought my right to inheritance, and then do an indictment to stop all this process. And then I need to get a statement, because the creditor refuses to give me a statement so I can settle that alleged debt. I've got all my papers, everything. I've got the original perpetual quit rent deed of the farm for 1833. There's actually four different portions. I've got all of those except the original ones. I've got the original deeds. I've got all the other perpetual quit rent deeds. I've started making contact with the deeds office, getting to know the people there so that I can, because I'm so ready, they can't take my farm from me. Even if they sell it, they can't take it. The buyers are going to lose it because I will, the challenge is there's a caveat registered over the farm. And that's why we want to get rid of the caveat first. Otherwise, I may have a challenge at the deeds office to record my document.
Okay, very good. Let's not doubt. Might have doubt creates doubt, doesn't it?
Yes, I know. Yeah.
I'm very aware of who you are. Thank you very much. Did you talk to Gary Player yet?
The famous golfer Gary Player. Oh, Gary Player. No?
Yeah.
But I get hold of him.
I'm not sure he's into politics like we are, but he homesteaded things out there and took a lot of heat, and was such a, he's worked so hard to help the whole region. And he was successful homesteading. If you can get a phone call into him, I believe he has a couple plantations he was successful with. I have no idea really, unless I want to query on my own what region he's in, but you have homesteads there that you can be the successor. I suggest, like I'm telling everybody, how come they can homestead and I can't is a good tool, has been my experience so far. So my neighbor can do it, but I can't. How come? See, time continuums, timelines are being created out of without intentions that we approved. So we did it 30 years ago, but we don't do it now. And by the way, there was no law put in place to tell me why we can't do it now. You're seeing that. You just saw that with the California. We used to record our homesteads in your county, but now we're not allowed to because you said so and like it thing. So we're turning this is part of the succession plan to turn us into zombies. I'm a thing now, and because the county said so, because the corporation said so, now we're not able to do it just because you see, you don't have any rights if we gave them all up to county recording offices, etc. So I'd like you to stay positive, please, and go ahead and file for us so we can learn from your process. Don't if you fail the first time, let's see where the inclusion is, the inclusion in potential corruption. There's plenty of homesteads in South Africa.
Yes, I'm ready to file it. My only challenge that I'm thinking of is the tenders close and on the 31st of March. And I had an attorney that helped my advocate, and he was compromised, I found out the last week. So I saw somebody else that I will see on Monday again. Because do you think we must also, we must work at getting that execution sale nullified, because there was a lot of corruption going on with that.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you for the call. I have to move on to the next show. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I couldn't continue this. Let's keep it going, though. Thank you for the call, and get us an update. Jenny from Sweden, we'll get to you again, Leah. Sherry, so many others. Thank you so much for calling. Keep us abreast. We're going to go into timelines the next show here. I started this show with potential agendas you might want to talk about. And I encourage you to call in for the next show, as I need you and love you very much. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. See you the next hour. I'll take a quick break. BBS, thank you, thank you, thank you.